Over there, namaz will help you.
Namaz will
to see Allah. Over there, namaz will help you.
Namaz will
to attain Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in a beautiful hadith, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ That beautify your gatherings by reciting salat, salutations upon me. Because the salat you recite upon me will be nur for you on the day of judgment. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyullah. Respected viewers of Madani channel, whenever you are privileged to attend any blessed gathering of dhikr and the blessed name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is taken, then recite salat ala nabi, recite durood and salawat upon our beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for attaining the blessings, so that the salat which we recite becomes a source of forgiveness and nur on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. The durood that you and I will recite upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become a source of forgiveness, maghfirat, and surely it will become nur and light for us on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. As Amir al-Sunnat Bani Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana, Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar, Radhabi Dawud Barakatuhu Aliyah had mentioned,
Koi husne amal paas mere nahi, Koi husne amal paas mere nahi, phas na jaao قیامت میں مولا کہیں اے شفیع اے امم لاج رکھنا تمہیں تم پہ ہر دم کروڑو درود و سلام تم پہ ہر دم کروڑو درود و سلام.
Therefore, respected viewers of Madani channel, we should make it our habit that wheresoever we hear the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, immediately with love and muhabbat in our hearts, we should recite durood upon our noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah. Wassalamu alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. We would like to welcome our viewers of Madani channel once again to this beautiful, auspicious silsila on Madani channel regarding the laws of salah. Subhanallah. Previously we discussed the laws of salah. We discussed the blessings of namaz, the blessings and importance of jama'at, and the sins of missing jama'at. Allahu Akbar. And we covered lots of virtues and blessings of salah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Today, like in the previous episode, we started and we discussed the preconditions of salah. The preconditions of salah. And we discussed the taharat, number one, condition number one, taharat, purification. Then we discussed sitri awrah, the veiling of the body. Then we discussed istiqbali qibla, to face the qibla during salah. And today, inshallah, we are going to discuss the fourth condition, of the preconditions of salah, which is waqt, time. Allahu Akbar. But before that, inshallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us come and make good intentions, inshallah, that whatever we are going to hear, whatever we are going to listen, inshallah, we are going to practice upon it, as well as we are going to pass it to others. And as our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, بَلِّغُوا عُنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey from me even if it is a single verse. Subhanallah. So let's make good intentions that for the sake of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we will seek and learn ilm adeen. And whatever good we will hear, we will practice it inshallah, and then convey it to others inshallah. The importance of salah, respected viewers of Madani channel, we mentioned many ahadith, and we have learnt and recited and heard many verses from the Holy Quran regarding namaz, regarding salat, as this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran that we should establish our salah. Today as well, inshallah, we would start by learning this hadith that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says in the importance of salah, that أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَلَاتُهُ. Allahu Akbar. That on the day of judgment, the first question on the day of judgment will be about your salah, will be about namaz. Allahu Akbar. How important and valuable is namaz. That namaz is the first question. Salah will be the first question asked to the people on the day of resurrection. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, inshallah, let's begin with this silsila. As I told you earlier on as well, that we had started to discuss the six preconditions of salah. The six preconditions of salah. And once again, I would like to repeat myself that the first precondition is taharat, which is purification, to purify one's body. The second is sitr-e awra, the veiling of the body. The third is istiqbal-e qibla, meaning that facing towards the qibla during salah. And today, inshallah, we are going to start by learning the fourth, which is waqt, timings. Subhanallah. Therefore, it is necessary to offer salah within its stipulated time. Within its stipulated time. And this is one of the preconditions of salah, that your salah should be offered within its stipulated time. For example, today's asr salah is to be offered. It is necessary that the time of asr salah has begun. Asr salah will not be valid if it is offered before the beginning of its time. So one needs to wait for its time to begin. And once the time has begun, then one should offer his Salatul Asr. For example, usually the timetables of Salah are displayed in the Masajid. Subhanallah. The timings of Salah can easily be accessible with the help of the timetable compiled by reliable Taqwidan, experts in Salah, fasting times. So when you go to the Masajid, these Salah timetables are present in the Masajid, and they should be certified by Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah scholars. So therefore, it is mustahab for Islamic sisters to offer Fajr Salah initial time. As for the other namaz, for example, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha, it is better for them, for the Islamic sisters, yes, it is better for them to wait for the men's jama'at and offer salah after the jama'at ends. Subhanallah. So it is mustahab. If the Islamic sisters do this, it is better. There is a reward for them. There is reward and sawab for them to wait for the jama'at of the men's to be completed in the masajid, and then they should offer the salah. Subhanallah. Let us learn about the three makruh times. Number one, from the time of sunrise up to the next 20 minutes. For example, if the sunrise is at 6 o'clock, then the next 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, the next 20 minutes passing 6 o'clock will be makruh time. One should not offer salah in this specific time. 20 minutes after sunrise. The second is from 20 minutes before sunset to the time of sunset. From 20 minutes before sunset There are 20 minutes left. There is 20 minutes left for sunset. Right up to sunset, namaz should not be performed in this time. As well as from Nisful Nahar to the time when the sun begins to decline. No salah, whether it is fard, wajib, nafil, or qada salah, is permissible during these times, these three times. Allahu Akbar. However, if someone has not offered asr salah and makruh time has started, he can still offer it. But delaying salah to this extent is haram. We should refrain from prolonging our salah to this extent that the time of makruh has begun. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if the makruh time begins during salah, then what should we do? Listen very attentively, dear viewers of Madani channel. The salam of asr salah should be performed at least 20 minutes before sunset. Just say you have started your asr salah. Then by the time you complete your 4 rak'at, and when you make salam on your right side, towards your right side, the salam that one is making should be done at least 20 minutes before the sunset. 20 minutes before the sunset. And if someone takes precaution and lengthens salah such that the makruh time begins during his salah, even then he will not be objected to, as long as he started his salah before the makruh time began. And due to khushu and khudu, he was engrossed in his salah and he lengthened his salah, and then the makruh time began. Then there is no objections to him. His salah will be valid. Allahu Akbar. As we are mentioning this regarding the makruh time, this beautiful waqi'ah, an incident of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, had come to my mind. Subhanallah. As it is mentioned in a hadith that Hazrat Bibi Asma binti Umais radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates this beautiful hadith that near Khaybar, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had performed his asr salah. And as he performed his asr salah, he went and he seen Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu seated at one place. And Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, tashreef farmate, he was seated. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went near Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu and placed his mubarak and blessed head on the lap of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. At that time, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu had not performed his Salatul Asr. He had not performed his Salatul Asr. He delayed his Salah and thought to himself that for a moment I will rest and wait, and then I will perform my Salah before its makruh time begins. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu was so fortunate that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is resting his mubarak and blessed head on the lap of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu. On one hand, on one side, he is in the service of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is in the service of the owner of both the worlds. Whereas our beloved Nabi is resting on his lap. And on the other hand, he is watching that the sun is about to set. Sun is about to leave him. The time of Asr is leaving him. And he does not know what to do. He is panicking in this way. The ulama have mentioned in the light of many ahadith that Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu started to cry due to the pain, due to the dard of missing his Salatul Asr. Allahu Akbar. This is the teaching of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because they knew the blessings of reading Salah. They knew the punishment of missing Salah. They had the pain and the jazba and the enthusiasm of Salah. Allahu Akbar. This love of Salah, the muhabbat of Salah, turned as a pain in his heart, which transformed into tears and flooded in his eyes. Allahu Akbar. As the tears dropped from his eyes onto the beautiful, blessed face of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up. He woke up and he asked, "Oh Ali, what had made you cry?" Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu explained to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was waiting here and I thought to myself that I would perform my Salatul Asr, and now the time has gone. Allahu Akbar, I was in your service, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was in your company, and I am so fortunate I did not want to disturb your Mubarak rest. I did not want to disturb you. Therefore, time of Asr has gone. And I have missed my Salatul Asr. Due to missing my Namaz, these tears have flooded in my eyes. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam immediately made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he supplicates by saying, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ali, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, was in the service of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was in yours and your beloved Habib's service. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let the sun come back to his position. Allow the sun to come back to its position so that my Ali could perform his Salatul Asr. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Asma binti Umayyah radiyallahu anha narrates that as this dua of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was made, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sun which was already setted, the sun which was already ghurub, it was setted, it came back to its position. She says that I had seen the streets and the place of that area being brightened once again. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu then performed his Salatul Asr by the dua of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says very, very beautifully,
Zameen o zama tumhare liye, makin o maka tumhare liye, chunin o chuna tumhare liye, bane do jahan tumhare liye. Ishaare se chand cheer diya, chhupe hue khul ko pher diya, gaye hue dil ko asr kiya, ye taabo tawa tumhare liye. Zameen o zama tumhare liye, chunino chuna tumhare liye.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiullah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah. So now we have learned the three makruh times. From the time of sunrise up to 20 minutes. And from 20 minutes before sunset to the time of sunset. As well as from nisful nahar to the time when the sun begins to decline. No salah, whether it is fard, wajib, nafil or qaza, is permissible during these three times. Subhanallah. This was the fourth condition of salah. The precondition of salah, this was the fourth, which was waqt. Timing. Now we are going to the fifth condition, which is niyat, intention. Niyat means firm intention in the heart. Subhanallah. Let us take one or two madani pools from the intention. Although verbal intention is not necessary, it is better provided the intention is present in the heart. Further, making intention in Arabic language isn't necessary. It can be made in any other languages. Subhanallah. So intention and the niyat that you make for your salah can be in any language as long as it is present in the heart. Subhanallah. As regards intention, there is no significance of verbal utterance. For example, if the intention of Zuhur salah was present in the heart, but the word Asr instead of Zuhr, the word Asr came out from the mouth instead of you saying Zuhr Salah because you went to perform Zuhr Salah. But the words uttered from the tongue was for Asr instead of Zuhr, mistakenly was uttered. Zuhr Salah will still be valid. Zuhr Salah will still be valid as the intention in the heart was for Zuhr Salah. Subhanallah. As well as The least level of intention is that if someone asks to which salah is about to be offered, if someone asks you which salah is to be offered, one should reply immediately, promptly, if he is in such a state that he has to recall before replying. Then his salah will not be valid. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we have learnt this beautiful Madani pool. And this is Sharia, that the salah that you are reading should be in your heart, should be in your mind. And if someone has to ask you what salah, immediately you should mention what salah this is. You should not be confused of what salah it is. If you are confused about the salah, it means that you do not know what salah you are about to read. Or we are confused. However, if the salah is fard, the intention of fard is also necessary. For example, the intention, I am offering the fard of today's zuhr, is to be present in the heart. You need to specify, the intention would specify today's zuhr salah in the heart. This is also part of intention. And there are many, many other rules and regulations. However, we are not going to go into the depth. But just so that we are on the same page, even though it is correct to make just a general intention for salah for nafil, in general, intention for salah, for nafil, sunan, sunnat, and taraweeh. But it is safer to make the intention of taraweeh or current sunnah while offering taraweeh. As for other sunnah salah, one should make the intention of sunnah or that of the following of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because some mashayikh scholars consider a general intention insufficient for sunnah salah. So if you are performing sunnah salah for zuhur, for fajr, the intention should be there for this fajr salah sunnah I am performing. Intention in the heart should be there. For nafil salah, a general intention of salah is sufficient. It is mentioned in Durr-e Mukhtar that the intention, the niyat that one makes, my face is towards Qibla, it is not a condition. This is not part of the intention, not part of the condition of intention. However, if one did not make this, he did not utter this from his mouth that my face is facing towards Qibla, his namaz will still be valid. While offering salah, following an imam in jama'at, a muqtadi can make the following intention as well. I intend to offer the same salah that the imam is offering. Subhanallah. This is the intention that one can make. That the intention that the imam had made for this salah, that is the same intention of mine. And he can then continue his salah. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, the fifth precondition of salah is niyat. And after niyat, it is takbir-e-tahreema, which is the last precondition. Takbir-e-tahreema. Starting salah by uttering, by beginning your salah, by uttering, by saying, Allahu Akbar, is compulsory. Bahari Shariat. Subhanallah. So, we had learned the six preconditions of salah. See, six preconditions of salah. Taharat, purity, satre aurat, veiling, istiqbale qibla, facing towards qibla, waqt, timing, then niyat, which is the fifth intention. And now we are going to learn takbir-e-tahreema. Saying Allahu Akbar is compulsory. This is the sixth precondition of salah. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, how fortunate we are that we have got to learn these beautiful rulings of salah. But our problem is this, that we do not take any kind of interest. Why? Because we don't have any enthusiasm in ourselves to learn about salah. Allahu Akbar. We don't worry about our salah. We don't care about our salah. When we enter the masjid, we enter salah anyhow. We continue our salah anyhow. Our mind is not there. Our heart is not there. And due to this, we don't find any lazzat. We don't find any taste in our salah. Why? Because hamari jo niyat thi, wo jo muhabbat namaz ke liye hai, wo jo fikr insaan karta hai, that is not within us. Allahu Akbar. And in the previous episodes, we had discussed the tariqah, the ways of the pious saints, how they had performed their salah. They had taken precaution. They had given in lots of attention during performing wudu. And inshallah, we will discuss this. But once again, I would like to remind the viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, about this great and beautiful saint by the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Hasim. Sayyidina Hasim bin Yusuf, Muhaddis, once visited Hazrat Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. This great personality, Hazrat Asim bin Yusuf, Muhaddis, rahmatullahi alayh, visited who? Hazrat Sayyidina Asam, Hatim Asam rahmatullahi alayh. And then he asked him, Huzur, how do you offer your salah? How do you perform your salah? Aap namaz kis tarah padhte hain? How do you offer your salah? Allahu Akbar. In response to the question, he replied, I, Hatim Asam, perform ablution correctly. I perform my wudu correctly. And after performing my wudu completely and in proper order, when the time of salah draws near, then I place my feet on the praying mat, keeping every part of my body in balance at the exact time of salah. Allahu Akbar. I go on the musalla, I go on the prayer mat after performing my wudu correctly in order. And after I come on the prayer mat, in the exact time of namaz, in my heart, I observe the imagination. I observe the imagination of the blessed Kaaba between both my eyebrows. Subhanallah. And Maqam Ibrahim in front of my heart. Then having this belief that Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of all apparent and hidden thoughts. Subhanallah. The Kaaba between my eyes. Maqam Ibrahim in front of me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is aware of all my apparent and hidden intentions and thoughts. I stand in such a way as if my feet are on pul sirat. Subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, had you learned this? That this great saint in Islam is standing in such a way that his imagination and his mind is telling him that you are standing on pul sirat. Allahu Akbar. Jannah is on my right side. Hell is on my left side. Malk al-Maut, the angel of death, is behind me. Is standing behind me. Then assuming it to be my last salah. Shayad, maybe this could be my last namaz. Maybe this could be my last salah. After this, I would not be given the chance to even say Allahu Akbar. Why? Because Malk al-Maut, alayhi salam, the death of angel is behind me. This is my last salah. All these things are in my mind. Having this in mind, I say takbir-e-tahrima with all sincerity. I start reciting with deep contemplation and pondering. Then I perform ruku, I bow down with humbleness and perform sajda, prostration, with a profound sense of humility. I complete my salah with overwhelming khushu and khuzu, fear and humility. Allahu Akbar. Surprised, Hazrat Sayyiduna Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali asked, O Hatim Asam rahmatullahi Ali, do you really perform each of your salah in this way? Aap hamesha apne namazi isi tarah padhte hain? Allahu Akbar. In reply to this great personality in Islam replied, yes, I have been performing salah, I have been performing my namaz like this for the past 30 years. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Qurban jao. Maybe we sacrifice upon these great personalities, dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel. Look at how much of sincerity they had in salah. Look at how much of humbleness that they had in salah. And where do we stand today? Allahu Akbar. Let us learn from this beautiful parable. Let us learn from this beautiful waqiyah, that as from today, hum jab namaz padhne ke liye jayenge, we will keep the 6 preconditions that we have just learnt in our mind. We need to make sure that our satr-e awra is covered, our sitr is covered, our clothes are parked, we are facing towards Qibla. All these things are in mind. And then with khushu and khudu, with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humility within us, we should then start our salah. Inshallah, I request you, dear viewers of Madani channel, to please catch us for the next episode, inshallah, the laws of salah, as we will discuss the faraid, the seven conditions, the seven faraid of salah, inshallah. And do not forget that our main intention and our objective in Dawat Islami is this, that I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah.
Obedest namaz will help you to attend Jannah.